Just after 7:30 on a Thursday morning, as we normally do, chatting to Anetsi. And Anetsi this morning from Turkey. Anetsi, good morning and welcome, and thanks for taking time to chat to us all the way from Turkey. And today, talking about a delicacy, if I can call it that, that you'll find in that part of the world is labneh cheese. Anetsi, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Anetsi, labneh cheese, tell us about it. It sounds like an interesting concept, and not one that I must admit I've actually heard of here in South Africa.
Yes, so it is obviously quite a foreign concept, and various cheeses are quite big in this part of the world. And then so labneh is frequently found sort of more in your Middle Eastern cuisines. Mm-hmm. And it's a type of cheese that's made from cultured Greek yogurt, very rich in bacteria, calcium, different vitamins and protein. And then in the Middle Eastern cuisine, they would sort of use it as either a dip or appetizer. They even make it a snack or a dessert. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really versatile. And the beneficial thing about it is it's very low in lactose, but also high in your good bacteria. And I'll explain a little bit of the good bacteria later. Mm-hmm. So if listeners can remember from previous occasions, we've sort of spoke about probiotics. Mm-hmm. And then this is really, really rich in those good bacteria.
Okay.
And then obviously labneh is a softer type of cheese. So it's basically made by either straining yogurt, mm-hmm, mainly, and then you remove the most of the whey, and then you keep the thicker concentrated parts.
Okay.
But it can also be made from products like kefir or Greek yogurt or any other probiotic. Yeah, so the various things that they can use, or a probiotic yogurt. And then obviously because of what they use to make this cheese, it's very, very rich in these good bacteria that we know of. And interesting about it actually made me think about tofu, because you can season it in any way. So you can either decide you want to add maybe lemon or herb, and you can make it with savory cheese flavors with a light texture, or you can actually make it a sweeter version. So they can also, you can add sweet things to it. Mm-hmm. But then in the Middle East, what they do is they often use it as a dip or a spread with vegetables or pitas, or they can actually roll it in a ball and then obviously flavor it like they want, to use as a snack or a treat, or you can really use it for anything. And so generally, I think in our country, we would get it from specialty stores. Or if you want to, I think you can actually get a recipe online and try it out for yourself to make your own. I think it's something that listeners can maybe try out. Then the thing about labneh is what appealed to me was the nutrition information about it, and that's why I thought it's actually quite a good topic to share. Mm-hmm. Because I thought for vegetarians, for instance, the biggest thing that comes to mind will be is how can I get enough protein? And so with labneh, if you think about 28 grams, so for us in nutritional values, we would take 30 grams of meat would be one portion of protein. It will give me 8 grams of protein. And that's sort of our dietetic brains work like that, mm-hmm, so that we can work out people's requirements for protein according to weight. So then with labneh, actually in 28 grams of labneh, you get 5 grams of protein.
Mm.
And that really impressed me. So if you are a vegetarian, this is really comes to mind as a good option of protein, obviously with not a lot of carbohydrate content and also not a lot of fat, because you can choose, if you choose a yogurt and you make it from that, you can obviously also work out the fat content accordingly. Mm. But on average, they would say it's 5 grams of protein. I think it was 6 grams of fat, because I think the average Greek yogurt's got about 6 grams of fat per 100 gram. That's sort of the macronutrient distribution of that. And then obviously, because it's rich in protein, we can then go on to why do we really need a lot of protein? And we know that it's good for our immunity. Everybody needs it for tissue repair. If you are somebody that likes to train, or anybody else really, it helps to maintain your lean body mass, support your metabolic function. It also helps with blood glucose control and then bone density. So that's the benefits of the protein then that you will get from the labne. And because it's the dairy, you will get all the other beneficial things that we know of dairy. So it also helps with fullness. It helps to contribute to your metabolic rate. It also, dairy helps to maintain, there's a contribution sort of in muscle mass and weight control, if you think about the satiety effect thereof. So it sort of ticks the dairy box. And then obviously we can carry on actually with the calcium and magnesium that helps with your bone density. But then the big thing will be the beneficial bacteria that we get from the labne, which is the probiotic cultures. And then I think, if we think about people that's lactose intolerant, sometimes won't be able to get their dairy their probiotics from dairy. They have to get it from something else. And I'll elaborate on the lactose now. If we think, why do we need probiotics? Many times I've mentioned that 80% of your immunity is in your gut. So it's can help us to prevent diarrhea, it controls the symptoms of irritable bowel, it increases your immunity, it reduces your infections, it helps with weight loss, it helps with mental health, it's got the ability to reduce cholesterol, dermatitis, acne. So we have to look after our gut. And the first the first thing that you have to do is consume probiotics. So if you're not somebody maybe that are a believer in supplements, but you want to get it from food, good cultured yogurt, something like a labne, something like kefir, a proper way to increase the good bacteria in your gut. And because you've got all of those good bacteria in your gut, then you will reap all the benefits that I've just mentioned. But obviously
I was just wanting to interject there, and you were mentioning the dairy and the dairy aspect of it, and I was just wanting to know, what is the raw material, what is the raw product that makes the labne cheese?
So they strain out the water component. So they take the yogurt and they strain out the whey component.
Okay.
And then they just keep the bulk. And because they do that, the majority of the lactose
is removed.
Are not there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's then why it might actually be used by people that are lactose intolerant in some or other way to increase the good bacteria in their gut with that. So because of the fermentation and the straining process, which removes all the whey and so the amount of lactose in the final product is then
reduced
very little.
Okay.
Yes. And obviously with the intolerance, if it's not an allergy but an intolerance, every person with an intolerance, whether it's gluten or whey, lactose, you can tolerate a small amount. So obviously, if you can tolerate a small amount of dairy, this would be a good choice, because you will then get protein, you will get the good bacteria, and you can actually, it's such a versatile thing that you can include it in some or other way, in a breakfast or in a lunch or in a snack or in a dinner. It doesn't really matter. You can play around with this according to your lifestyle and maybe your culture and your family's environment, and make it work for you.
A question, being in Turkey at the moment, and probably where this particular cheese is available, what does it taste like? You know, I'm dying to actually try and get a description of what it actually tastes like.
I think if you have to take the raw, if I can describe it, if it was unflavored, I think it almost and I've, it will be so. So I would compare it to a feta cheese in South Africa,
okay,
actually.
okay.
So like a bland, but a little bit less salty than feta in our country. So almost like just a, it looks like that, but it also depends on how, what, because it can be spreadable, it can be in a ball, it can be, so it, I would probably see something like a cottage cheese, something like a feta, like a white smooth type of thing. But then you people decide how they will present it. So you can get it in, say, in the, yeah, in this country, cheese, it comes in always sweet, savory, bland. So it's such a versatile thing that I think your initiative is endless when it comes to the uses of something like, even if you think about a buffalo mozzarella, how many things you can do with that cheese, because just the way it's been made and the taste of it, and it adapts almost to where you put it. So it's very, very versatile, yes.
Right, right. Oh, that's very interesting. And, you know, now I'm sort of dying to taste it because I love cheese. I mean, you know, you can put me on a desert island with a pile of cheese and I'll probably be happy and have a healthy gut and high cholesterol. Yeah. Unetsi, thank you very, very much. That's very interesting. And, yeah, enjoy your stay in Turkey. But before you go, if you can let us know, how can somebody reach you if they're wanting to find out about your services and about nutrition, and you know how you can possibly help somebody when it comes to nutrition?
They're more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great. Unetsi, thank you very, very much, and enjoy your stay in Turkey and safe travels. And looking forward to chatting
Thank
to you.
You
when you are back, or you know, next week when you
next
are
week.
Back.
Perfect.
Okay, great
yes,
stuff. And
definitely.
Safe travels and enjoy Turkey.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks,
Appreciate it.
Cheerio then. Bye-bye.
Bye.